this is something that may well affect you, and maybe it's a regular thing, maybe it's just every now and again, but there's nothing quite like back pain that, you know, when it flares up and you don't know whether you're best standing up, sitting down, lying down, what do? It can either be a temporary irritant or a life-changing condition. Either way, if you've got trouble with your back, you will know about it. And traditionally, the first signs of pain, I guess you probably reach for paracetamol, ibuprofen, something like that. But a few days ago came shock news that ibuprofen, invented here in Nottinghamshire, of course, was pretty ineffective with dealing with pain. Let me introduce you to Alex Newton, who is here, a Beeston chiropractor. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So what's the problem with ibuprofen, would you say?
Well, let's look at the study that was brought out. It's an Australian study, and it's what they call a meta-analysis and a literature review. That means that there was a lot of papers, 35, I think, pulled together, and the results from that were pulled together to come up with the conclusions that they've come up with. There were 35 studies in that group. These were randomised control studies. These are the gold standard of research that we have to work with. And those studies really, the effects of those studies or the results of those studies are only as they, however good the studies were to start with. And there were some limitations with that group of studies that were analysed. Firstly, they tried to compare like for like, when actually the bottom line was that the type of anti-inflammatory that was being consumed, there was different modes of consumption. So some people were taking them as a tablet, some people using them as a gel or a cream. Mm. Also, the dose was not standardised, so there were varying doses being analysed on those studies, and the duration was only for a 7-day period. So let's get that into perspective as what we are actually thinking about with regards to back pain and how we address those problems, whether it's going to be an acute problem, which is something hopefully that lasts only for a few days, or a chronic problem. So going to the acute situation, if we're going to want some instant relief, as a chiropractor, our recommendations would not necessarily be to reach straight for the ibuprofen or the paracetamol or a combination of the two, which sometimes we can recommend more so when people are struggling to get any sleep, because sleep is a really important healer, and it's really important that people get some sleep at night so that their bodies give their bodies chance to heal. As chiropractors, we would recommend that you start off with using ice packs. These are to be applied for about 15 minutes at a time, with about an hour between applications. Now, using that just as a one-off isn't going to be effective, as can sometimes just taking one tablet. You need to use them regularly throughout a day. We normally recommend a minimum of 3 to 4 applications over a 24-hour period, and then using those over 3 or 4 days. In addition to that, really, the answer is not to sit down and rest or go to bed, because that can have detrimental effects on mobility and causing muscles to start to get weak, but actually to keep moving, some gentle exercises. Your local chiropractor can recommend what would be most suitable for you. Mm. They go in there and do a thorough examination. That information with their medical history for an individual will then create a profile for the patient, and the patient will be able to take on some specific exercises in relation to their medical history and what's going on at the moment, following a correct diagnosis of their problem and giving them some guidance of where to go forward.
Okay, so taking all of that on board, for some people, ibuprofen might actually give some relief. And there might be the option, as you say, of actually taking ibuprofen and paracetamol together.
I think in the short term, we have to be careful, because there are a lot of people out there with comorbidity conditions, other conditions that are contraindicative to take ibuprofen as well. People with asthmatic problems and heart problems shouldn't be taking ibuprofen. That can contradict with their other medication. Obviously, as chiropractors, we don't prescribe medications, and we're not legally allowed to prescribe, which also means we're not allowed to deprescribe. And that's really important to realise, so that as chiropractors, we would tend to go and recommend that the patient goes back to their GP to discuss pain control. But the research is suggesting that long-term use of anti-inflammatories not only is not beneficial, but also has a detrimental effect with other side effects such as digestive irritations, bleeding of the stomach, etc.
Okay. The only thing is, I guess you probably wonder how long you give it. So you might take some ibuprofen and or paracetamol for a while. How long would you generally leave it until you go and see someone like you?
We normally say 3 to 4 days, as long as things are starting to improve with a little bit of exercise, hopefully the use of the ice pack, maybe a little bit of ibuprofen and paracetamol to help you through, to get you through the nights, or when you are not able to access or do exercises or access the ice pack. So 3 or 4 days, if things aren't improving or things, more importantly, are getting worse, it would be then suggested to seek professional help.
Okay. I know we've touched on this previously, but I think it's worth revisiting. What are the main causes of people getting a bad back?
What we have to realise is that our nervous system is very, very clever at telling us when things are wrong.
Sorry, I'm just correcting my posture while I'm listening to
you.
You are
sitting a bit twisted, actually, there, Mark.
Yeah.
Yes, sit up straight.
I could see the way you were looking at me disapprovingly. Okay, posture now corrected. Carry
okay.
on.
Okay. Yes. So, our nervous system is very capable of telling us when things are going wrong. And I think the problem that we have is that we don't listen to it often enough. And as you've just said, with regards to your posture, you know, let's think about our posture. Let's try and keep our bodies in line. Let's keep our knees below our hips when we're sitting. Let's keep our shoulders in line with our hips and our knees when we're lifting. Let's try not to do things that are detrimental to causing strain to our bodies, such as lifting and bending and twisting, combined movements, not thinking about what you're doing. And also that there is those moments where, you know, you perhaps trip down a step or catch something because it's falling, particularly when children are involved. We can't help those type of things. So really, at the end of the day, we need to make sure that we're fit and our bodies are fit and our core is strong. And that's the buzzword at the moment, is core strength, and keeping ourselves fit and well-toned. And that minimises the risk of these things happening. But listen to the nervous system. The nervous system is your indicator's pain, is there to tell you that things are going wrong. Don't ignore it. It might settle down after 2 or 3 days, but if it starts recurring, oh, it's my old back pain again that keeps coming back, that's your body trying to say things are going wrong. Mm. And the body is very good at compensating for what's going on there. So, you know, perhaps one time you used to bend down and tie your shoelaces, but actually now you lift your foot up and put it on a chair. You know, that's because you've lost your flexibility. That's a sign. And those signs can be quite subtle. And what our patients...
But some of those things will happen with age, though, and that's just part of life.
Age is always a little bit of a misdemeanor. You shouldn't relate getting back pain and with age. It's as age is as old as you feel, and the fitter we are and the more flexible we are and the more activity we do, that certainly makes us feel young. So the key is to sort of keep those joints moving and keep active.
Okay, that's me told. No excuses. Talking of which, you know, we're talking about diets and also, you know, trying to keep the weight off. As you've just been saying, you know, part of this is staying in good shape, in good nick, if you like. So if you are overweight, obviously you're going to be putting more pressure on your back, aren't you?
Huge amount, not just your back, but your knees, your hips, your ankles, most of the joints of the body. And it also has a detrimental effect. So the more pain you have, the less active you are. And we go into this vicious circle. So what you've got to do is, obviously, we need to try and control our weight levels, but also think about something realistic that you can do. If you are a little bit overweight, try and start doing things, and a chiropractor can guide you with that, of what types of things that you could do with that in mind. Obviously, someone that is overweight perhaps shouldn't really think about starting marathon running and that sort of thing, but the chiropractor will be able to advise what gentle exercises could be started. These are precursors to more long-term fitness regimes, and those small exercises that can be done in the privacy and the comfort of your own home, on the bed, on the floor, in front of the TV, if that's what you want to do, are safe and will help you get back mobile again and get you strong again.
Good to see you, Alex. Some good advice in there. And Alex is a Beeston chiropractor. And we'll come back to the subject of not so much weight loss, but once you've lost it, how to keep it off. It's all because of these miracle sausages, they're being called, these diet sausages. Do they actually taste any good? We'll put them to the test a bit later on. But your stories of keeping the weight off on Nottingham 934 3434. Thank you again to Alex, top chiropractor from Beeston, just talking you through some, well, possible alternatives to just necessarily always reaching for the pills. Ibuprofen, yeah, it can work, but as Alex was saying, so many people can't take ibuprofen for all kinds of reasons. So, you know, if that works, okay. But longer term, you can't really just keep taking that. ad nauseum, literally, can you? Some people say, well, alternating effectively between ibuprofen and paracetamol. So say, you know, you take your ibuprofen, say, at 10, then your paracetamol at 12. You know what I mean? So you sort of keep dosed up on that. It can work, but again, not necessarily over a longer time. So just some things to bear in mind with back pain. There is nothing quite like it. I've only had it once in particular. I remember I did something to my back and I still can't work out what. And I literally got back from work one day and I couldn't get out of the car. I had to sort of tip myself out of the car because I couldn't just stand up. It was the weirdest thing. And I went to go and see a chiropractor and they did that thing where they, it's not so much just massage, they put these pads on and then plug you into the mains. And yeah, it did the job in the end. But boy, when they are manipulating you and you can, sorry if you're a bit squeamish, you can sometimes hear the air popping in your back. Have you had that when you go, no? I've just got an airy back. That's all it is.